I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to a Tuesday afternoon, KSL News Time 315. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Hill Air Force Base area could see more growth in the next few years than Silicon Slopes as defense tech jobs move in. But can housing and infrastructure keep up? I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, the mystery boom this morning was a supersonic boom, not an earthquake. Hill Air Force Base says it was likely from one of their jets doing aerial combat training this morning. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot were brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Union Park Avenue, we do have a crash in that vicinity between Murray Midvale and Cottonwood Heights, depending on which area you're traveling. It's going to be 10th East at about 6600 South Valley Freeway. Traffic in great shape. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine, but it's cold again, only 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 42 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. There's 1 week to go before Election Day. Voters are out casting ballots, more than 64 million so far. Michael Holden, a farmer in Iowa, one of them.
I already have.
You already have.
Yep, okay, so yep. I've already voted. Okay, great. But I voted for Biden.
On the campaign trail, Trump supporters also turning out in Lansing, Michigan today for the president's rally.
I feel extremely confident. I think the silent majority is huge. I think it's being underestimated again like it was in 2016.
President Trump returning to the battleground state along with stops today in Wisconsin and Nebraska.
In 2016, Michigan voted to fire this corrupt political establishment, and you elected an outsider as president who is finally putting America first. We're putting it first.
Joe Biden today focusing on Georgia, the red state now in play.
Biden stumping in Warm Springs, Georgia, making a push in a typically Republican state that has become a battleground this election. Biden continuing to focus on President Trump's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's offensive, as when he told us the virus affects virtually nobody, just the elderly with heart conditions, as if they don't matter.
Trump won Georgia by 5 points in 2016, but ABC's partners at 538 say this election, Biden has a slight edge in polling averages. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Justice Barrett sworn in at the Supreme Court today and ready to take to the bench.
Hours after being confirmed by the Senate with a 52-48 vote, Justice Barrett taking the judicial oath at the Supreme Court, officially kicking off her tenure on the nation's highest court. Barrett assuming the late Justice Ginsburg's chambers, with Ginsburg's clerks being reassigned to other justices. Ginsburg passed in September at the age of 87. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. Washington.
You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. The leader of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints today made a statement decrying racism. President Dallin H. Oaks of the church's first presidency spoke today at a BYU devotional addressing, among other things, recent civil unrest.
The shocking police-produced death of George Floyd in Minnesota last May was surely the trigger for these nationwide protests, whose momentum was carried forward under the message of Black Lives Matter. Of course, Black Lives Matter. That is an eternal truth all reasonable people should support. Unfortunately, that persuasive banner was sometimes used or understood to stand for other things that do not command universal support. Examples include abolishing the police or seriously reducing their effectiveness, or changing our constitutional government.
President Oakes also spoke about efforts by some to remove monuments to people like George Washington because of their association at the time with slavery.
This is our current state. We share our history and enjoy the advantages of our constitutional government and the prosperity of this nation. The predecessors of many Americans of different backgrounds made great sacrifices to establish this nation. Whatever those sacrifices of freedom, property, or even life, let us now honor them for what they have done for us and forego quarreling over the past. Ours is the duty to unite and improve the future we will share.
President Oakes underscored recent comments from Church President Russell M. Nelson, in which he says Heavenly Father does not love one race over another, and that anyone who has prejudice toward another race needs to repent. And you've been listening to The In-Depth of 15 and 45. KSL News Time 320. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are traveling any of the Salt Lake County freeways or on I-15 in Utah County, right now we're delay-free. I thought I heard of a possible accident coming over the scanners on I-215's belt route at about 3300 or 3500 south. So far, I'm not seeing anything in the traffic cameras. If you are going to be traveling 5600 west, we have busier traffic on the northbound side today from 2100 south up to I-80. Steve?
We still have that crash on 6600 South Union Park Avenue at about 10th East right now. Meantime, wide open speeds on I-15 and between north and southbound directions between downtown Salt Lake City and Willard Bay. And another fender bender on westbound 12th Street at Depot Drive in Ogden to keep an eye out for. Want something to lift your heart and inspire you? Richard Paul Evans' new book, The Noel Letters, are on sale now. Critics say it may be his best. The Noel Letters. Get your copies today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. So let's get the 7-day forecast. Grant, what do you see?
Cool again, 43 the high, and that's it. Lots of sunshine, though. Sunny and 53 for tomorrow, and then it warms up a little bit on Thursday. 59 and lots of sunshine. Warmer than that on Friday, 62, mostly sunny, and we're not going to stop there. Halloween Saturday, 64, mostly sunny. 66 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Sunny and 68 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Scattered clouds were at 44 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a foul bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I had somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Jordan Wilcox can help. TaxHelpUT.com.
Zero Res is the carpet cleaning company that we have relied on since the beginning of their company here in the great state of Utah. When Dee and I need our carpets cleaned, we just call Zero Res at 288-ZERO. And right now, I just got word that this great deal, $33 per room with the fourth room cleaned for free, this offer will be ending at the end of October. So this is the time to make sure that you're taking care of your carpets the right way with their patented power water cleaning system using no soaps, no shampoos, no harsh chemicals, no sticky residues left behind. Your carpets will stay cleaner longer. When you want the very best for your home, you'll want Zero Res. So schedule that carpet cleaning today. Not only carpets, but tile, upholstery, you name it, they can take care of it. We've counted on them for years. Call Zero Res 288-ZERO.
It's not just all the bankruptcies, unpaid bills, and delinquent taxes strung across the country.
Are Burgess Owens' ties to QAnon, his plagiarism, or his questionable payment of charitable funds to himself and family?
Just as troubling is Mr. Owens' views on the issues.
Burgess Owens wants to disband the Department of Education, costing Utah schools millions and ending all federal scholarships and loans.
Owens said he'd repeal health care for thousands of Utah families, ending guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions.
Burgess even supports nuclear weapons testing in Utah, exposing us again to radioactive fallout.
Burgess Owens isn't from Utah, doesn't understand Utah, doesn't even own a home in Utah. He's just using Utah.
Burgess Owens just can't be trusted with our kids' education, our health, or our money.
I'm Ben McAdams, a candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Ben McAdams.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Amazon says it's hiring 100,000 seasonal employees for the holidays. More than 1,500 of those positions are open here in Utah. KSL Drive's Jaguar Land Rover is posting a profit for the third quarter. The company made $85 million, up significantly from the loss they saw in the second quarter. Sales of new single-family homes dropped last month. That's new homes. Meantime, sales of previously owned homes jumped to their highest level in 14 years last month. Wall Street, a mixed market. The Dow lost more ground, falling 222 points, closing at 27,463. The S&P 500 was down 10 points, but the NASDAQ gained 72. KSL News Time 326. A big change is coming to recommendations for colon cancer screenings. Listen up. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
It's been the dread of turning 50. You know you need to get a colonoscopy. Now the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is making a new draft recommendation that people of average risk should begin getting colon screenings at 45 rather than 50. Many cancer advocacy groups have been calling for the change for years. Doctors and insurance companies usually follow the task force guidelines. The recommendation for colonoscopies at 45 will likely be finalized in a month. Doctors say it's all about catching cancer early. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Food brings people together. But for many families, figuring out where their next meal is coming from is a challenge. 1 in 8 children struggle with hunger. You can help. Join KSL News Radio and Macy's for the annual Harvest of Hope Drive to benefit Utah Food Bank and Childhood Hunger. Participating is easy. Now through December 1st, simply purchase a Harvest of Hope food drive icon or a prepackaged Harvest of Hope bag of food at any Macy's store or at Macy's.com/online. You can donate any amount and all proceeds will go to Utah Food Bank. Together, we can make a difference in our communities and provide hope to families in our neighborhoods. And it all starts with you. Food brings people together. But for many families, where their next meal is coming from is a challenge. Let's try to eliminate that challenge. Join KSL News Radio and Macy's in the Harvest of Hope Food Drive.
If you're struggling with your mortgage, there's a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Are you the ultimate BYU fan? Join KSL News Radio and Macy's as we help you get ready for game day. Stop by your local Macy's to pick up all your favorite game day foods. Then listen to every game on your radio home for the Cougars. KSL News Radio. Before each home game, join KSL to find the ultimate fan box. You can win BYU gear, Macy's gift cards, and more. For details, visit the KSL contest page at ksl.com/win. From KSL and Macy's, happy shopping.
KSL News Time 329. How about traffic? We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky, what are you seeing?
Looking at a good drive, and that's all your freeways in Salt Lake County. And on I-15 southbound, just a little bit of busy traffic between downtown and 2100 south. After that, all clear to Provo. Steve?
We have full speeds on I-15. That's north and southbound between the downtown area and North Ogden. Still have that crash in Ogden, though, westbound 12th Street at Depot Drive. Experience altitude here on KSL each Friday with Alta Banking, weekly business talk, and expert financial guidance to help your business grow from Alta Bank. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Your forecast now. Here's Grant Wayman.
Cold temperatures once again. We're only at 43 for the high. We got a lot of sunshine, though. 53 tomorrow. We jump up and again, more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.